Meredith Kramer with Mission Network News. Iraqi forces recently took control of Mosul, dealing yet another blow to the ISIS caliphate. But Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the fight's not over yet.
Even though they have been defeated in, at least in terms of the land and all that in the Middle East, that does not mean that they're going to stop continuing to try to cause havoc and enforce a brand of Islam on the rest of the world.
Attacks in parts of Asia already point to the relocation of ISIS ideals, not an elimination. And the gospel is a threat to ISIS extremism, but it's also a target. That's why the global church needs your prayer and support.
We pray protection for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray that they will not bend under under fear, that they would be bold, that the Lord would give them wisdom.
And have you ever witnessed someone's first encounter with God? That moment where it spiritually clicks and the awe of God's word washes over their faces. Audio Scripture Ministries is inviting church teams to make that moment possible for people groups in Mexico who haven't had the Bible in their heart language. ASM's Jim Locher says mission teams can go with them to give out audio Bibles to people who will hear Scripture for the very first time.
They're so blessed by the fact that they were able to see the people who have been able to hear the Word of God for the very first time in their language after waiting for the Scriptures to be translated and for the Scriptures to be recorded. And they are there to see people get the Scriptures. And many times we see people come to faith, even during those visits.
Check out the full story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.